Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin, and today is December 22nd, 2021. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you will also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah 32, verses 1 through 15. So if you have your copy of scripture, will you read along with me? This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. The army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was confined in the courtyard of the guard in the royal palace of Judah. Now Zedekiah, king of Judah, had imprisoned him there, saying, "Why do you prophesy as you do? You say, 'This is what the Lord says, I'm about to give this city into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it.' Zedekiah, king of Judah, will not escape the Babylonians, but will certainly be given into the hands of the kings of Babylon, and will speak with him face to face and see with him his own eyes. He will take Zedekiah to Babylon, where he will remain until I deal with him, declares the Lord. If you fight against the Babylonians, you will not succeed." Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me. Hanamel, son of Shallum, your uncle is going to come to you and say, 'Buy my field of Anathoth, because his nearest relative, it is your right and duty to buy it.' Then, just as the Lord had said, my cousin Hanamel came to me in the courtyard of the guard and said, 'Buy my field at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. Since it is your right to redeem it and possess it, buy it yourself.' I knew that this was the word of the Lord, so I bought the field in Anathoth from my cousin Hanamel and weighed out for him 17 shekels of silver. I signed and sealed the deed, had it witnessed, and weighed out the silver on the scales. Took the deed of purchase, the sealed copy containing the terms and conditions, as well as the unsealed copy, and I gave this deed to Baruch, son of Neriah, the son of Masahai, in the presence of my cousin Hanamel, and as the witnesses who had signed the deed, and all the Jews sitting in the courtyard of the guard. In their presence, I gave Baruch these instructions. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Take these documents, both the sealed and unsealed copies of the deed of purchase, and put them in a clay jar so they will last a long time. For this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land." Put your money where your mouth is has a whole new meaning when you have very little of it. In college, my friends and I would often bet one another to do things like, "I'll pay you $20 to chug that hot sauce," or "I'll give you $40 to go ask that girl out." On the off chance that one of your friends accepts the challenge, you have to rethink the entire thing. It's one thing to say that you'll put money on the line, and another to actually do it. When $20 is about all you have for the entire weekend, you know the wager that you're about to make is weighty, and you have to decide if you're going to put your money where your mouth is. Probably 9 times out of 10, the person would say, "Never mind, not worth it," and put their money back in their pocket. Jeremiah, like all prophets, is asked to bring a word from God to the people of God. Furthermore, like other prophets, he has asked them to bring a word of instruction, discipline, and correction. These words could ultimately lead to deliverance if the people of God chose to listen, but often the story ends in a more sober note. Jeremiah's story continues the trend. By the end of the book, we see Judah overtaken by the Babylonians through the eyes of Jeremiah, and God's people are scattered all over the world, just as the Lord had spoken. But while the story seems to end here, Jeremiah does an odd thing in chapter 32. He buys a field. A large part of the word of Jeremiah is that the people will be scattered. Yes, but not forever. God, as always, is patient and persistent with his people. He is slow to anger to bring the calamity, and he will be persistent in keeping his promise, the promise being that his people will return to this land. The walls are starting to shake. The Babylonians are at the gates. This army cannot be stopped, and furthermore, the Lord said Judah will be defeated. Now is the time for them to leave their homes and grab as many possessions as they can, because they know they will never see this homeland again. But God instead asked Jeremiah to do something absurd. Buy a field here. Now, I'm no expert, but you don't buy real estate in Pompeii in the spring of AD 79 when the volcano is about to erupt. If your land will be overtaken, most likely pillaged and burned, you don't start shopping for a 3-bed, 2-bath with a patio. However, God is instructing Jeremiah to put his money where his mouth is. For better or worse, my money always follows my beliefs. Just check my transaction history. God promises that his people will return to this land. Do I believe him? If we believe what God promises, no matter how absurd it seems, then we must put our money where our trust is.